Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Firm of Harris and Moran.
I do have a giant say.
The opening week of the college football playoff is upon us with Patrick Harris.
Sure is nice to pile on some old pancakes and syrup after a night of beer drinking, isn't it?
And Danny Moran.
Hell, man. My grandmother's quicker and tougher than you pansies. Of course, she's 6'3", 250. And 4'5", 40.
This is the Firm of Harris and Moran. First round week of the college football playoff is brought to you by video only on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here, Portland Sports Leader. This is the Firm of Harrison Moran. We do this bad boy every single day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us on this Friday. I am 1 hour away from vacation. Give you a programming update on what goes down next week. You will have Danny in. You rocking solo show? You and Rusty?
Yep.
All right. That'll be great. So you'll have that on Monday, Tuesday. There are no programming on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after here at the Fan. So we'll give you guys all that time off. I'll be back on the 29th.
So I'll do basketball all day Monday and Tuesday. And when you come back the next week, you'll do baseball.
Just hot stove.
Monday and Tuesday.
Hot stove for 6 hours.
Yes.
Hot stove. I will probably do a little baseball when we come back. But the offseason's been pretty fun. And World Baseball Classic.
There you go. Hey, Orioles got themselves a pitcher.
I was going through some lineups. Yeah, Shane Boz to the Orioles. That's a nice pickup for them. Hopefully they didn't give up too many prospects for them for him. I was going through the World Baseball Classic rosters today for the Dominican, Japan, and America. Good God. It is. It's so sexy. So you know we'll get some of that.
Got Mike Trout coming off the bench.
On the 29th, I'm also working on trying to bring in one of my buddies from Denver to talk a little bit about Broncos as well, and I'm sure you'll get plenty of Blazer recap and coverage from Danny while we're gone. After us, you'll get Duck Insider from 1 to 2, and then you'll have the Fan Happy Hour from 2 to 3 with Dusty Hurrah. Dusty Caesar's Palace is a host of that. And then it's primetime, baby. It's a souk version of primetime from 3 to 7 to take you all the way home to finish up 13 hours.
Taking listener calls.
Of live, continuous, regional, local
live
sports
here on the
talk
Fan
radio. Yeah, he'll also have Dan Lanning on as well. So you'll want to catch Dan Lanning today on primetime at 4 o'clock like usual. Ducks and Dukes are on the Fan this Saturday. Pre-game coverage starts at noon. Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman, Dusty Hara live from Autzen Stadium. Ducks game day brought to you by Coors Light and wraps up with the Dick Hanna Dealership's post-game scoreboard following the game with Joseph Fisher III and Jordan Schultz. So we're wall-to-wall here on the Ducks. And let's get into this game, Danny. I thought something fascinating when trying to look at JMU and kind of how they're here. And if you missed Dirt and Sprague this morning, they had Dave Riggert on, who's the play-by-play voice for James Madison. So go back and check that out wherever you get your podcasts. But I was looking at their coaching staff, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, the big news is Cignetti.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from there. They're in FCS. They make the jump to FBS. Signetti's the guy to take them home. He gets
Indiana. And he brought his guy Shanahan with him to Indiana, and they just re-signed him in Indiana.
And he brings players and builds Indiana back
D'Angelo
to back.
D'Angelo Pons, who's going to be one of the top corners in the mm-hmm. draft, he's one of the guys. And then I believe Jones, the linebacker, is also another one of those guys. I think he brought 30-something guys from JMU. Like, for JMU to be where they're at, considering what Signetti took, is nuts.
Corey Heatherman was the James Madison DC from 2019 to 2021, the current DC at Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Haynes, as you mentioned, current DC at Indiana, was at JMU 22-23. Mm-hmm. Lyle Hemphill is the current Texas A&M assistant and just recently promoted to D coordinator. He was at JMU, the DC, in 2024. Mm-hmm. Those are just the coaches that have come off this tree that are in the college football playoff.
Yes.
So it's not just like, oh, we found Cignetti and good luck at UCLA.
Whoever's hiring there, whatever firm they're using, whoever they're working with, whatever they're doing, they're identifying guys, they are developing them, and you know what they're not doing? They're not complaining about them leaving.
No, they're not, and that's the place, you know, and that's kind of part of how it is.
That's Pernetti, man, with what he said, remember? Like, we are not going to sit here. He goes, he looks, when we had him on the show, I can't remember if he said it on or off air, look around. When guys leave, they stay here and they coach, and we want them to. We want things to go well. If they go somewhere else, you know what that is? That's a success for our conference.
Look, man, you're talking about the Wazoo Bowl in the NFL this weekend. I got John Mateer in a playoff game tonight, and I'm rooting the hell for him.
Yeah.
I know I can be a jerk about Cam Ward, and I should probably stop doing that, but I'm rooting for John Mateer. Am I a little mad at Arbuckle for leaving Wazoo? Yeah, I am, and taking Mateer with him. But at the end of the day, if I think Alex Brink said this on the show, if you are one of these teams, hell, even if you're in the bottom of the Power Four, if people are poaching your dudes, it means you're doing something right. And in a world of the haves and have-nots being so different and so far apart than they've ever been, if you want to steal my haves and make me go find them again and again and again, fine. I'll take that Pepsi challenge. I'll go after that. I will continue to find the next quarterback that you want to steal from me. Mm-hmm. Talking to our buddy about the kid from Sunrise that could be going to Wazoo. I don't know if he's going to stay there after the coaching change. I hope he plays 2 years and then is the head quarterback at Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. If my team is going to become quarterback you, go for it. If James Madison wants to be coaching you, go for it. And I think you embrace it and welcome it with open arms.
Find your lot in life, man. Like, because
know your role.
Here's the thing. Who's to say that you don't find your Kyle Whittingham?
Without a doubt.
That a guy goes, you know what? Or like Brom did.
Mm-hmm.
Brom left, and then he came home. And now he's going to, when Penn State was looking for a guy, they went to Brom.
Mm-hmm.
But he came home, and he said, you know what? I want to be here.
Yeah, you know who the next Whittingham might be? It might be Ryan Day.
Yeah.
Because he was an Herb guy. He was kind of handpicked to success. Mm-hmm. But you didn't know what he was going to do. They wanted to fire him every single day.
And you got Sally at Utah. He was been the coach in waiting for like 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, these don't always work out. I mean, who's the head coach up at UW in basketball? He was Boeheim's choice.
Yeah.
But then he didn't want to wait for Boeheim because Boeheim wouldn't retire because he's an old curmudgeon. Mm-hmm. So he went to go find a new opportunity. I wouldn't be shocked if that guy ends up at Syracuse again.
Could happen.
Because that.
But this whole idea of like.
It just takes one.
The woe is me stuff. You just keep clawing and you keep doing the thing and you keep putting your head down. This, I know I've said it like seemingly a million times since we had him on air. It's what I like what Pernetti's doing with the American Conference. They're not out there shunning Golish or any of their coaches that are leaving. They're lifting them up and saying, this is like, hey, young coaches, you know what you can do? You can come here. You could be successful. You can make something of yourself. Market that. Like
it's something the ACC is really lacking.
I heard some
of the Power Four. They're the ones that struggle the most at it. Even the Big 12 embraces what they are. They're like, chaos. We love it.
I heard somebody say this the other day, and I thought it was actually pretty poignant. And it was more being applied to life. I can't remember who it was. This group sat down and they all watched. It wasn't in sports, but they watched Moneyball. And they watched it as a group because sometimes you don't have all the resources. Sometimes you don't have all the things. Sometimes you don't have the best of whatever, and your circumstances are what they are, and you can't change them. But what you can do is you can go, what's your on-base percentage? What is the thing that you need to be successful at? What is the thing that you can find that you can over-deliver on?
Right.
And maybe you may not be able to do it in a traditional manner.
Right.
But if you know how to do it and you can find a workaround, you can do it cheaper. You can do it more efficiently. You can do it more streamlined. Maybe the JMU, whoever's there as the AD, whoever they're using as a searching firm, whoever they're using as a general manager, whoever they have there right now, maybe they're really, really, really good at identifying talent.
Maybe they are. And that's your lot in life.
And you know what? That's great. Look, I'll use the USC example. USC went and stole Chad Bowden from Notre Dame. What happened? They had the number one recruiting class of the country.
Yeah.
Now, USC has all the resources. Notre Dame has all the resources, all those things. But if you find somebody that's really good at what they do, it doesn't have to be this thing where, oh, you know, but yeah, they're doing this. They're like, your lot in life is your lot in life until you change your lot in life. And how do you do that? You find a way to optimize the situation that you're in.
I agree.
And that's what JMU is doing.
I agree. And that's what brought them here. And that's how they got here. And kudos to them. And I'm glad that they're having fun with it. They're like, I mean, who knows if you come back here? You know, the G5, G6 thing is going to be really strange. And enjoy it while you got it. Let's get into the game itself, all right? Ducks are a heavy favorite. You know, I think all of us assume they're going to win. But let's get into how they win this game. I'll hammer on it again on what I think they should do coming out the gates. And we'll do that next. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. This is 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coverage starts right here on the Fan Sports Network. Oregon Ducks, home of the Ducks. Coverage starts at noon on Saturday. Get you the Ducks pregame show. Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Q. Newman, Dusty Caesars Palace will be there for you. On the pregame, toss it over to the Duck crew, Joey Mack, Jerry and Jorgie on the call. Postgame coverage, Joe Fisher III, Jordan Schultz, wall-to-wall as the Ducks take on the Dukes of James Madison this Saturday in the first college football playoff game held at Autzen Stadium. Should be an absolute wild time. When Andy Johnson was leaving as we were doing the trade over, I caught his attention, looked him in the eye, and I said, hey, bud, have fun. You know, looked him in the eye and said, enjoy yourself, because no matter who you're playing, if it's James Madison or if it was going to be Alabama or Notre Dame, and according to Nick Saban, it should be Notre Dame. Of course it should be. Just have a moment where you take a look around and realize to yourself, it is December 20th at 5 o'clock and I'm at a game at Autzen Stadium that my season is on the line for. That's a pretty rad situation. And I am envious of you and your team.
I asked him on Monday, like, how are you feeling about this game? Are you excited? Like, he's like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's a college football. And again, this wasn't like, are you excited? It was like, I'm just trying to get the tenor of a guy who just bleeds green and yellow because.
Trying to find out if he's excited knowing that this should be a blowout.
Yeah. And he was like, it's going to be a 4-hour party with 60,000 of my closest friends.
I think that's the best way to look at it. Like, I think it is.
And again, it's a college. It's not the biggest game that's ever been played there, but it might be the coolest in the sense of
it might be
it's
the coolest
a playoff game.
And that's what I've tried to ask when we've talked to Tyson Alger or other Duck fans or just kind of open-ended on this show, kind of asking, like, is this the biggest game in Oregon history? And no, you've played in national championships before and Rose Bowls, etc., but I think you nailed it. It might be one of the coolest games you've ever played. And as this game starts to flow out, you know, the metrics say that the James Madison Dukes have one of the best defenses in the country. So then let's start there, and I'll go there. And I think from Duck's standpoint, Will Stein, that offense, I think you want to punch them in the face and punch them in the face early because you can see an opponent kind of stagger back a little bit. If you can get Noah Whittington on a nice 35-yard run to the house, boy, that'd light up that crowd real quick. If Dante can throw a ball down the field, let's say DeCorian's on the field, you know, we don't know yet. That's probably going to be a game time decision. Let's say he's not, okay? And let's say it's McClellan. Throw him the ball, get him, you know, to get a 25-yard play. He's down at the 4-yard line, turn it to Jordan Davison, pound that sucker in, and go up 14-0 in the first quarter. Get out in a hurry, punch him in the face.
Take the life
and don't
out
look back.
Yeah, that's the thing is, the long.
upsets be more aggressive than you've ever been in a game.
Upsets occur when you let the lesser team hang around.
Truth.
And if you do that, you play. You go back to the Idaho game. Was that 2 years ago? Last year? Was that last year? Last year.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, the Idaho game. You let them hang around.
Mm-hmm. Because Echo was there.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can never Elko. Get their names right. Elko, no. Thank you.
You let
Wait,
them.
Elko's at A&M?
Yeah, A&M.
No, it's the dude at New Mexico was at Idaho.
Yes.
Look, Eck.
Eck.
Blah.
There you go.
Sorry.
I thought you were saying Elko and you caught me off.
My bad. Yeah. I derailed you. I'm going to screw those names up for the rest of my life.
But you let them hang around. That's what happens. If you let teams hang around, all of a sudden, the pressure's not on them. They're playing with house money.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Oh, they have nothing to lose.
No.
That's how they approach this game. Now, what'll be interesting, I know I can sit there and I say, be aggressive. Be more aggressive than you've ever, ever been on offense. That's not really how Will Stein's gone about this season, you know? Now, I don't know if they're really looking at James Madison like they do Indiana, Iowa, Penn State, USC. But I also don't think they're looking at him like Oregon State, Oklahoma State, Northwestern. That being said, I don't know what Stein and the offense will do because history has shown this season in big games, which this is a big game, even though the spread is 21, this is a big game. Will Stein has shown us patience. As I was joking earlier, be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get over your skis.
Which kind of flies in the face of going out and being super aggressive and trying
it's
to...
It's the exact opposite of what I'm saying. And maybe that's why they inevitably don't do that, because that's not what we do. That's not what we do here. And do you want...
And does that change, though, as you're pivoting away from Stein?
Is now the time to act out of character?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true.
College football playoff, probably not the best place to do that.
Probably not the best place to do that.
But the interesting thing is you have this game against JMU and you expect that they're going to handle things the way that you expect. But then they go into Texas Tech, and at that point in time, both LaPoy and Stein are both probably, if they're 50-50 right now, they're 75-25.
In what?
As far as, like, foot out the door.
Yeah.
Transfer portal opens up, they're going to new jobs.
Yeah.
And you're probably starting to hand stuff off to new guys. Those are the things that you start kind of popping up about, because JMU is dealing with this right now with their
Chesney.
Coaching staff is leaving, and they're probably going to lose a lot of players with where he goes, and... You wonder just how many of those guys are going to do that with the Ducks, but they're offensively and defensively with those guys. I'm sure they're going to take a couple. I mean, it's not...
But probably no starters to where Chesney could take starters.
Sure. But I do wonder about those implications on this game. Because, you know, on the NFL side of things, we talked so much in the early season about the Detroit Lions and losing both their coordinators and how different it was. And they had a ramp up for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a, you know, in season, in playoff, this is a change. And I wonder... Just how much of their identity stays true. Like, I'm not saying this is like a, I want to see this happen, and then, you know, or, you know, LaPoy and Stein, I can't believe this. It's like, no, this is a part of life. They're human. Like, they're going to have other things that they're doing. Like, they have other jobs now. And I wonder if any at all impact is going to be there and how they both go about attacking this. And because this idea of like, oh, they're 100% in on the Ducks. No, they're not. And it's okay to say that.
That's just human. That's just natural human.
They have other jobs.
Yeah. As far as this game goes, I do think Stein will play it cool. I don't think he'll be as aggressive as I want him to be.
Sure.
I think so, too. It's just the identity. And I will tell you, the end of the third quarter, it's 31-3. Dante's out of the game. Final score, 34-10. 34-13.
Oh, careful.
What?
One of those is a push. The other one's a cover.
I'm not worried because I don't gamble. I will say it's 31-3. Dante, Noah, starters get pulled, backups come in near the end of the third quarter. Start protecting guys, get them healthy, and maybe a backdoor touchdown to cover the spread for you poor gamblers out there. I'll say 34-10.
By the way, ESPN's got it at 20.5.
20.5, there you go.
The hook.
The hook is here.
The hook came in.
The hook came in. But see, I like that more from an Oregon standpoint.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Madison.
Like,
yep.
We were talking when we had Cannell on Wednesday.
Money must have come in on JMU.
Yeah, I asked him, I'm like, do you need the hook here? Do you need the 21.5? Do you need the 20.5?
Probably. 20.5 tells me that everyone thinks that what I think.
Oregon
wins. Yeah.
But
what a backdoor.
Backdoor cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20.5 makes me lean Oregon.
20.5, yeah, for sure. I might go up to A&A.
I
got the next 10 days off, baby.
It's so dumb that half point does that, but like that's where I'm at with this. Mm-hmm. Like that's how close I think that number is. I could be wrong, but I feel like that's pretty spot on.
I'll be interested to see if they do anything to get prepped for Texas Tech. You know, it's just hard to, it's hard to recreate that Tech defense in a game like this.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. If this were like Iowa before you played Texas Tech, I think you could do a lot with it.
I mean, JMU has dudes, but it's dudes on a different level.
Yeah. Just a missed field goal. Dude, this bowl game NC State on Memphis right now, it's already 21-0 in the second
quarter.
Both
these games have been sideways.
Yeah. Ugh.
Bowl season, baby.
All right. Good luck to you Ducks out there tomorrow. I'll be watching the game. Just another reminder on the fan this Saturday. Pre-game coverage starts at noon with Ducks Game Day. Brought to you by Coors Light and wraps up with the Dick Hanna Dealerships. Post-game scoreboard following the game. Catch all the action right here. I wish I'm trying to find a way to sync Jerry and Jorgie and the brand man, the sideline man, with my TV because I like them on the call a little more than whatever they hand me on. What is it going to be on? TNT, HBO Max. When we come back, what does Cristobal have to do to change the narrative on him? Is it win a game, or does he got to make a run? We'll do that next. The Kahuna with sports.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He's a hoe.
They got me all wet.
Who does number two work?
Closing Arguments is next to send you on your way, and a happy holiday from me to you. But we'll finish up with the college football playoff. And Danny, I think this is the game I'm the most excited for this weekend. I mean, obviously, we have a lot of work and effort put into this Oregon-James Madison game. So obviously, I'll be glued to that game as it's going on. But I think the game of the weekend for me is Texas A&M in Miami. Cristobal at College Station in that environment. First of all, who's going to have the better environment? Norman, Oklahoma, or Kyle Field?
Kyle Field.
It's Kyle Field.
They're psychos, but they're going to have a better environment.
You see old Salty Saban came out and was like, it's really loud in there, plus they pump in crowd noise. They should do something about that. I was like, dude, that's the most. Saban, sometimes you say some really great stuff, and I love that you're still a part of football now that you're out of coaching, but you got some old man yelling at the cloud
stuff. They don't do that at Alabama.
I'm sure they don't. They don't have bag men at Alabama either. No. You pretty sure Kirby Smart was your bag man?
Yeah.
Because that guy ain't, like, passing Wonderlic tests with flying colors. But this is the game I'm the most excited for, and I think it's because I want to see how Elko's project has evolved. I want to see if they can take that step. These two teams both have a common opponent, and they both beat Notre Dame close.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Miami had Notre Dame at home. Texas A&M was on the road on a night game on the Peacock.
Both great games.
Both really great games, and I'm looking at Marcel Reed. I'm looking at Carson Beck. I'm looking at that Texas A&M defense. I'm looking at the Miami run defense. That's one of the best run defenses in the nation. Can Marcel Reed throw the ball on?
And Ruben Bain's an absolute terrorist.
Absolutely. There's so much fun to watch in this game, and I think a lot of it also revolves around kind of narratives. And a big narrative for me is, look, Mario Cristobal, not my kind of guy. Obviously a fantastic recruiter.
Too much testosterone for you?
I think so. I think it's just, I can't warm up to him.
I'm surprised
I don't
you're not
want to
more
with him.
I'm surprised you're not more of a Nick Sirianni guy. A lot of water the plants and a little weird.
You know, I there's a part of me that does like a Nick Sirianni, but there's also a part of me that's kind of like, dude, you feel odd. Being weird is cool. Odd is a little tough.
I tell you right now, it's, as far as things that aren't weird, Miami has to love that they got this matchup and they're going to Texas A&M because the weather's going to be around 70 degrees.
That's a nice.
You look around the rest of the, I mean, Ole Miss is going to be 63, but you look at the rest of these games.
Oregon's going to be 44.
And just craptacular. The other bowl games,
I mean, what's Oklahoma tonight?
Oh, God.
Probably not super warm.
Where'd it go?
Probably not super cold.
Why is it not showing? There it is. Actually, 54.
That's kind of chilly for Oklahoma.
I mean, they can get some snow and stuff, too, but a little surprising. But you just kind of looking around the country at some of these other games, I was like, man, 67. You're looking at Montana State's in the 30s.
I'm stoked. I actually might watch that game.
Louisville Toledo's, it's the Boca Raton Bowl. It's 79.
What do you think 11 a.m. on Monday in Boise is going to be like? Oh, not great.
God.
Don't get me started on that. But I think, the biggest thing for this game that comes to me is Mario Cristobal. Look, if Elko loses this game, I still believe in what he's doing at Texas A&M.
Sure.
I still think that they are on the right path to finally get that fan base to where they think they should be, even though they have never been there in my entire life. Dude, you have to understand that when someone tells me that Texas A&M is a blue blood of college football, that is one of the most confusing statements I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's a cult.
Because they've never been good in my entire life. Outside of Johnny Manziel winning a Heisman, I can't tell you the last time Texas A&M was worth a damn for me. And so I'm not worried if someone loses this game, but my question is what does Cristobal got to do to change the narrative? What does Cristobal got to do to get guys like me, who aren't an Oregon Duck fan, so I'm not hurt by his exit.
This game, because these are the games that he drops.
Yeah, but is it win this game?
It does.
Or does he got to win this game and Ohio State?
Well, he's got to win at least this game. Otherwise, where he lands is James Franklin South.
He kind of does.
Really good coach. Really good recruiter.
Yep. James Franklin, they won a playoff game last year. They won a playoff game last year and then lost when it came to a big boy.
So
that's a good point. That's a good point.
And if you want to roll back to the Ducks are going to handle JMU, but they need to take care of Texas Tech.
You think they need to?
Yes.
I think we might be underselling Texas Tech a little bit. Well, I don't love them offensively, but I love them defensively.
I'm saying from an Oregon standpoint.
Yeah.
Because what have they done under Lanning when in the biggest moments?
Well,
been really good.
It's 50-50, if we're being honest.
Is it?
Yeah. I think going into Penn State and winning is a big game.
Okay, there's one.
Okay, and losing to Georgia in Georgia by an ass whooping, that's big.
Okay.
Okay, so that's even.
All of the UW games.
Winning at home against Ohio State is a big win.
Okay.
Losing in winning the Big Ten title game against Penn State is a big win. Losing to Ohio State in the playoff, I think Lanning is 50-50 right now.
I think
he's a better, way better record than Cristobal.
You just left out three UW games.
No, I understand that. Like
in the biggest of moments, their record is not good.
Under the Lanning era, they are still looking for some more big wins, but they have some under their belt.
They have a couple, but
that's more than Mario does.
But that's the same with Franklin. Franklin had some.
I would argue Lanning's already got more than Franklin.
Does he have a college football playoff win?
No.
Okay. Franklin had one last year.
Okay, but this.
But again, this
I hear you.
I'm not saying
you.
He's there. I'm saying for Oregon to
and
go.
Who's still employed?
Oh, I know. But that,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying in the sense of like how this stuff goes.
But are you
going
to?
Lanning's not going anywhere.
But are you going to come at me with Lanning gets his college football playoff win, but it was against James Madison?
Well, no, I'm
because Franklin's is against Boise State.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, I don't want to hear that.
No, my point being is like that's how you alleviate that pressure. That the
Fair.
Franklins and the Cristobals of the world, where Elko, he has time.
He has time.
Lanning is still a little bit further ahead.
I think Lanning still has time.
Oh, no, he still has time, but I'm saying he's further ahead.
Oh, I don't mean in the sense of like him getting fired.
No, God, no.
I don't mean that. I just think the Helfrich Taggart Cristobal situation maybe put Oregon in a spot worse than they kind of realized when Lanning took over. And I think Lanning in these 4 years has done an absolute phenomenal
job. To be clear,
before
Duck fans think I'm bashing Oregon, I'm not.
I don't think you are.
Lanning's phenomenal.
I just think Lanning is a lot further ahead in progress than Cristobal is.
I think so too.
With the same amount of time and a similar amount of resources and doing things similarly.
Mm-hmm.
Cristobal's really worked on that
defense.
And Cristobal's
peed down his leg more times.
And he's bringing in quarterbacks that are surefire, similar to what Lanning has done in Oregon, in Bo, Dylan, and Dante.
Yes. Where at Miami, it's now Cam and now Carson.
Right, exactly.
So it seems to be working pretty well.
It really does.
Getting those high-end transfer quarterbacks?
It's kind of nice.
It's like, that's what we were talking about. You know, this transfer class not being as good. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Kid from Cincinnati is nice. One name that I'm surprised Darian Mensah is going back to Duke.
Yeah.
That's a big surprise for me.
Not going to the NFL and staying at Duke?
Well, Manny Diaz decided to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
There was always the flirt with Penn State. I'm sure
Speaking of coaches that have...
As the dominoes have fallen, you know, that's somebody... who could have jumped for another job. So maybe Mensa staying at Duke means something good for Duke that I don't know, because I only watch Cal and Stanford in the ACC.
I'll ask you this, as it pertains to like coaches and programs and where things are. I agree with you. The A&M Miami game is the best game of the weekend as far as like framing and all those kind of things and what it means for particular programs. Let's say the Ducks handle JMU, and they should. Let's say Texas Tech knocks off Oregon. How do you think we're going to react to that coming on Monday?
I bet you I sit here and tell you that Texas Tech has the best linebacking core in the nation.
But are you starting to look at it in a little bit different lens of...
I what I've been trying to do over the last few weeks, thinking about Oregon, and even if they are to lose to JMU this weekend, which I really don't...
Oh, think, no, if they lose to JMU,
well,
that's a bigger problem.
That'll be a whole different conversation. But I keep harking back to the concept that we had no idea what this team was going to be this year. And after
you don't get to have it both ways. And Danny Cannell, we had on Wednesday, was like, I think they can go all the way.
I think they can too. I think they have the talent. Do I think they will? That's a different question.
But here's the thing. If you're saying that and they lose to Tech, what is that? Is that a disappointment? If you think they can go all the way and lose to Tech, that is a disappointment.
I think it's a disappointment in the sense that, yes, we started the year not knowing what this team is.
Meanwhile, Miami on the other side.
There's a difference, too, between saying, I think they can go all the way, and I expect them to.
Correct. I think that's what it is. It's like, I agree that you can't have your cake and eat it, too. You can't have it both ways. But I do remember that I didn't know what this team would be like. Now, along the way, after they blow the doors off their non-conference opponents, go into Penn State and win a big game at the time, a big game. Beating Iowa on the road,
good win.
Big game. Beating USC at home,
good win.
Good win. The loss to Indiana, they're the number one team in the nation.
Yes.
You lost at home, which is a little surprising, number one team in the nation. You start to believe, and I think if you are to lose to Texas Tech, it does hit you in the face because you feel like you got duped. Mm-hmm. You feel like, well, we should have won that game. And I think my question would be, well, should you have?
But that does feel a little...
Because 8 weeks ago, we didn't know what this team was.
On the flip side of this, though, is you have Miami. First, what, 4 or 5 weeks in the season? What did we say Miami was?
We called them were the best team in the nation. We called them number one in the nation, and Carson, the vampire, was going to win a Heisman Trophy.
And it's kind of funny, that as far as narratives go, they've ebbed and flowed with both those teams.
Carson's really struggled.
Like, if Miami, even though they're the higher seed, if Miami loses to A&M, is it a disappointment?
No. No, I think they're even. I think they just happen to be seated that way.
But if you're Miami and you're looking at it and Cristobal loses a college football playoff game.
Oh, Miami loses their S way harder than A&M. And A&M's the higher ranked. Oh, I see what you're saying.
See what I mean? Like, as far as the stories are kind of ebbing and flowing throughout the season versus expectations at the beginning of the season, where they are right now, and what's considered a disappointment.
You also add on to the fact that Miami gets in by the hair of their chinny chin chin due to some other people losing. And you also sit on the note of the ACC being an absolute debacle in getting into the conference championship.
Because if they go out there and get smacked around by A&M, everyone's going to look at ACC and go, well.
If they get lit by A&M, it's not just the ACC. I think the pressure comes on Cristobal hard.
Yeah.
I really do.
And also,
I don't think they'll fire him because he's their guy. They'll give him some more runway. But I think the noise is going to be loud.
That's kind of what I was going to do.
Take the Michigan job. Is that what you're saying?
I could see him there.
Take the Michigan job?
Tell me you can't see Mario Cristobal in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. He's a Michigan guy.
That maize and blue.
But what coach left his alma mater, though?
In a size schmedium.
What coach left their alma mater, though?
I mean.
None of them did, really.
I mean, Brom did.
But he went back.
He came back.
I'm talking about recently. Everyone decided to stay. That's alum.
Dilly might.
I think Dilly's
there. He hasn't signed it yet.
Yeah, he stays.
That story's been out for a week now.
Dude, Kenny Dillingham.
It was Friday. It was Friday that we heard about the extension talks.
Kenny Dillingham at ASU is the Mark Few at Gonzaga.
Oh, I agree.
Be a king there forever.
Doesn't it feel a little weird? Doesn't it feel just a little weird?
It feels a little weird. All right, we come back. Closing argument sends you on your way. The Firm, 105.1 The Fan.
The Firm of Harris and Meringue is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. From a personal level, I hope you all have a safe and happy holiday. As I will be gone till the 29th, so I'll leave you in good hands with my co-host here, Danny Morang, on Mondays and Tuesday next week.
Well, at least hands.
At least hands, yeah. And I hope everybody has a safe and happy and pleasant holiday. Never forget to take care of those that can't take care of themselves. And I hope, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or just the Thursday, I hope you guys all have a wonderful day.
Enjoy.
See, look at me. Man of the people.
Mm.
When I come back on the 29th, the Charlie Brown Christmas tree will no longer be here.
Why not? Are you taking it with you?
I'll leave it here over the break. But after Christmas, I'll take it down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You'll be here on the 29th. It'll be here.
When I come back on the 29th, though, in the morning, I will take it down.
Got to make sure we have our, what do they call it in the movies? The continuity?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Starbucks cup that appeared in Game of Thrones?
I will also have our banner from Army Navy.
Ah, we got it shipped out, huh? Old Tracking. Danny Diaz.
It'll show up on Wednesday.
Nice.
It'll show up on Christmas.
One of the few things we have hanging in the studio is a signed flag from the PGA Tour. I think a John Daly picture, and then Dusty and I's banner from Army Navy last year.
Don't forget the sexy hammer man over there that says "Love Dusty."
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, there's not much.
We could get some more lively decoration.
Well,
in
the
here.
Problem is, as cool as this room is, we can't, like, everything has to be put up with magnets.
I know, but even that, I tried to magnet my, like, little show sheet papers on the wall.
You
got to
have, like, it's got to be, like, a heavy magnet.
An industrial. Maybe I'll ask Santa Claus for that.
Some industrial magnets.
I'm going to see my in-laws, my specific in-laws, my wife's father. I'm going to see him 5 times in the next 6 days.
Thankfully, he likes sports.
Ish.
Yeah, he doesn't let you have him on.
Ish. He's going to let me watch sports at his house tomorrow.
No.
That's great. NFL.
Hey, Dad, can I watch TV?
Don't ever call me dad again. It's probably his response to me. But dad, Christian McCaffrey's the greatest ever.
Mm.
Remember when he played at Stanford?
Yeah. Hey, want to watch that Niners game? Find some other Stanford player on the roster.
So we'll see. My kids are going to have a great Christmas too. I think we really nailed it this year. Same with my wife. I think we nailed it. All right. That's going to do it for us. Merry Christmas, amigo.
Merry Christmas, brother.
And
enjoy.
I will see you on the other side. Good luck on your surgery.
Thank you. That's right. We won't see each other for like 2 weeks.
Almost 2 weeks, yeah. Rusty, thank you as always, buddy. You and yours, the Rust family, we give our best from the Harris Residence. For Danny Morang, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Happy holidays. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.